Welcome to Paranormal Things. I'm your host, Keith, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to see Expedition Unknown, Dangerous Jungle, trying to find El Dorado. Host Josh Gates. And without further ado, we join it in progress. They're in the Columbia River exploring for the ruins of El Dorado.
Someone gets swept up in this current, they'll be in Brazil by sunset.
That's
something my
Josh
field producer
talking.
Dave Deuce learns the hard way. Close call. After cheating disaster, my producer Dave Deuce catches his breath, and we soldier on in search of a lost Tairona city deep in the Colombian jungle.
It's a dense rainforest.
So how are we doing GPS-wise? Let me check.
Continue to cut across cliffs on levels. Cross cliffs.
According to the GPS, we're sort of halfway up. We still have a ways to go.
Undertaking this hike is such an education on why all this stuff is still off the map.
Oh, yeah. This is where you start understanding why, one, research is so difficult, even why
this
reading
is the team
was so difficult, and why the Spanish had such a hard time with these folks.
Josh Gates.
One of the things I keep thinking
Expedition
about
Unknown.
As I slip and fall and trudge up this thing is there might be nothing here.
Oh, for sure. You know, that's one of the risks of exploration. One of the benefits with the LiDAR data is that we're moving towards a target. Whereas before we had the LiDAR data, we were just, like, moving around in the forest.
Right. At least we've got a guide now. At least we've got a target.
Yeah.
For the Tairona, who connected all these sites with paths and stone stairs, reaching other cities was an afternoon stroll. 400 years later, the jungle has swallowed everything. Now, just seeing if something is out here takes decades of archaeological research,
a
cutting-edge helicopter LiDAR scan, and a group of people nuts
things.
Enough to trek out here.
Well, you know, maybe we find just a perfectly preserved staircase and just walk right out.
They're resting right now along the cliffside.
Don't think so.
Be positive, Santiago. Could happen. Okay. Well, I guess we keep climbing, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep climbing. Come on. Don't fall and die, everybody.
The break's over, and the hike starts again.
They're going up a mountainside. You gotta be really in shape. I never do this. Wish I was an adventurer, but not.
The final push up the mountain is punishing. In the rain, it would be impossible. Thankfully, the weather holds, and we keep going higher. It seems to go forever. Until it doesn't.
We're on level ground.
Woo. Maybe they're at the top of the mountain.
Coordinates-wise, right. How we doing?
We are where we should be.
We're here.
We are here.
This is it.
This is it.
Nice work.
Right, man.
Nice job, everybody.
Use GPS.
Okay. Santiago, I don't know how to break this to you. I do not see a lost city.
Of course not.
It's all under jungle.
That something is actually out here.
Right.
First thing to look for, flagstones.
Flagstones, those flat stones, right.
Flagstones, grinding stones, walls, anything that looks made by humans.
Okay,
that's where verification comes in.
Places are lost for a reason.
Absolutely.
Machete's out?
Absolutely. Machete's out.
Look around, they'll find
get
it.
Get to work, clearing centuries of growth, while keeping a sharp eye out for any evidence of human construction underneath.
Someone find something. That hard work didn't go to vain.
Hear that?
Is that stone?
Stone.
Are you sure?
That's a stone. They discovered. They discovered something.
That does sound like stone. Yo, let's tear it back. Come on.
Is it a flagstone?
Can I cut some of it? Watch out.
Yeah.
Roots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Look.
Look at that! Is it a wall?
Yeah, no, definitely a wall.
Unbelievable!
All right.
It's a wall.
It's a wall.
Yeah,
I got a lot to uncover.
Pottery, look at that. So it's dark in the center, sort of reddish on the outside?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a fine red type. Tight donut period. We got a wall, we got pottery, we got a site.
This is crazy. The Spanish spent centuries searching for El Dorado. Traces of a city that may have fueled the legend. After clearing a portion of the wall, we scour the area, uncovering more evidence of habitation.
Oh, we got more stone. Come here. Yeah, over here, yeah, check this out.
Yeah.
Look at this. There is stonework.
Don't they find something?
Oh, yeah. There's more over here at the edge of a ring right here.
Look at that.
Right here.
Look up here, there's a ring.
We've got the edge of a ring right here. And we've got another edge of a ring right there. All this is a terrace.
Just like Ciudad Perdida.
Just like Ciudad
Perdida. Big open terrace.
Yeah, yeah. 60 feet across. Yeah.
These terraced platforms would have been connected by stone paths and covered in round, thatched roof buildings.
400 years just covered up.
But we still find traces of what life was like inside.
We got a grinding stone over here.
Unbelievable!
Grinding stone means people.
This is kitchen, this is eating, this is family, yeah. This is everything.
That's what it is.
And it's just been sitting here waiting to be found. Think about the last person to touch this. You know?
That was 400 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
Dude. That's one of the things that I love about this job.
This is so cool. I mean, that's history.
Finding
right there.
Finding history. Awesome. Looking for history.
Let's keep looking.
There you have it. Josh Gates in El Dorado on Expedition Unknown. Till we meet again, sleep tight.